Recording on Audacities.
Recording. BigBot is now activated.
Now recording.
Recording.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, hey, I need to say something. Hi.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I don't know who was in first.
I don't know. It was Alpha or who? Did you say?
Oh, that Alpha Rondiak guy was in first.
Yeah.
It was Alpha or Perandiak. I don't know. Or Perandiak.
I think Perandiak totally beat him.
Okay.
That Perandiak guy's not that fast on the trigger.
I should swap the battery in my headphones so I don't have problems.
Nice.
I am, several pure Canadian beverages in so far tonight, so.
Wow.
We'll see how this goes.
I am into a Sprecher's maple root beer.
Mm. Nice. That does sound nice.
I am enjoying orange sherbet that has been blended into the consistency of a milkshake.
Did it bring all the boys to your yard?
What's that?
Did it bring all the boys to your yard?
Not nearly as many as one would hope. But that's the life you live when you don't eat dairy. You eat orange sherbet milkshakes, and you're not as sad as you were before you did.
What's in sherbet?
Oh, they assure me not dairy. I take them at their word.
Smoking a beef cheek pastrami.
No, it's got cream or milk in it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So they lied to you, Ian.
What happened?
Orange sherbet typically contains milk and or cream.
It might
darn
be,
it
might be dairy free or low dairy.
It said for dairy free, try a sorbet.
Well, maybe that's what they made me. I don't know. Tastes like orange creamsicle blended up. It's all right.
The word sherbet comes from the Persian word sharbat, a sweet beverage made with fruit or flower petals.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I hope someone makes that on Top Chef.
Yep, that's the difference. Sherbet contains milk or cream, while sorbet contains no dairy.
Nice.
So apparently
it's sorbet.
Yeah, apparently I should have some sorbets in my life.
Mm-hmm. They're not just palate cleansers anymore. Are you doing Molson or are you doing Labatt?
Labatt.
That's what I thought. All right.
Nothing but the finest pure Canadian Pilsner for this guy.
Right on.
They are delicious.
Mm-hmm. This is known.
All right, it is 9:02 in the PM. It's time for Perspectives. We ready to get this ball rolling?
Whew.
I suppose.
Tonight we have...
I'm gonna say yes.
Tonight we have Craig sing the entire of Kenny Loggins' catalog of greatest hits.
Man, if you just did the ones that were movie soundtracks, that could even still be a while. He was a movie soundtrack machine there in the 80s.
Absolutely.
He has a holiday album, and the fact that he didn't title it Highway to the Manger Zone is one of civilization's great failures.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, all right. That's good. Good for him.
Let's go. All right, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 416th and final installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, which has been the world's foremost listener interactive podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest. This is the end, kids. How's it going?
It's heavy hearing it aloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already a little tired, too.
I'm feeling a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. Here's the topic. 13 people up to be the new Pope. Who's going to win? Please discuss.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't want to jinx any of my favorites, so I can't comment.
All right, we've been thinking about making a bracket at work to try and.
Yeah,
but I'm here. Cool. We got Ray here. We got Ian and Samurai's with us this week for the final episode. How's it going?
It's already April. It's only April, and the Cardinals already need a new manager.
Craig, how?
Boo earns.
How quickly, before this goes down, can you and I pioneer fantasy conclave?
Yeah, I think I'm doing it. Like, I think we're doing it right now, man. We're doing it live.
We got to make it. Yeah. Just dive in, and then we'll tweak it for next time.
Like, I think we need to break up the bracket, like by geographic area, right? Like, you got your European Cardinals, your East Asian Cardinals, your African Cardinals. Sure. Busting up. Yeah.
Yep. I like that.
Man, if like this was going, we could have had a Cardinal face off.
Yeah, no, that's good because we theoretically don't want any. Cardinals with overlapping styles.
Yeah.
You want to get as much variety in there in the end. I like
this. Well, it sounds entertaining. It still would not be as good as Beat the Bishop, if you can think back that far.
I was going to say, this is a family podcast. We don't talk about that.
No. Remote control, Beat the Bishop.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
It was a segment under remote control.
I thought you were making it up for just a second.
But... Nope. It was a segment under remote control. Go beat the bishop.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
All right. Well, this is the week of 423 through 430 for some of this stuff, and then 4 infinity for some of the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
So in your 7-day 4-star crash. It's a sad little crash for the last time. I'm very disappointed.
I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, well, it was too epic.
It edited you out. You were so savage.
It Discord had to edit me down.
You made Discord crash.
It'll be awesome in post.
Ouch.
All right. This week it is, you had Talos, the Talosian, versus Carol. Did you get a bunch of blue and smite her in the head?
It feels unlikely.
All right.
3, 2, 4. What are the chances that I even tried? I think it's low.
Yeah, you got a bunch of blue?
You've got the covers. I just don't know if it's worth it for you to dump the ISO into him because you're going to
need the hit points.
Yeah, you've got better places for ISO.
I think I'd rather just flunk out this week and go ahead and get Clea champed for next week.
All right. Next week is Clea versus Mystery Guest.
This is her first time through the rotation, I believe.
Yeah.
Nice. I've got 4-3-4. I can get her to 4-4-4 or 4-5-4 by the time it rolls around.
All right. Might be it.
I'm feeling confident.
Story world. Hearts of Darkness is running. Doc Ock, Mysterio, Thanos. Placement is Fisto and the Brave New Falcon. The power season is still going on for a little bit here. Right now it is Enhanced Encounter, where you'll get the low evolutionary Cloak and Dagger, Colleen Wing, and Jeffrey. In the news, we got a boss event starting tomorrow. It is the Golden Gauntlet, the Aunt May Golden Oldie event, which has way too many required characters to say on this podcast. We'd be here for 3 days. please check out the event online. New character being Howard the Jugger Duck in there.
I was going to suggest maybe we mention the 5-stars, but nope. That list is huge.
Yeah, I looked at it and went, oh, nope, not reading that. Very long.
Yeah.
The list is long but distinguished. And so is Maya Johnson. All right. That's all I got for formal news, but I hear we have bracket results. Samurai.
Yes. This bracket had everything. Well, it had a bunch of board games. Anyway, congratulations to the 6 people who participated in the bracket. Jeff was kind enough to take some time out of his very busy day today to calculate the results. For those of you who do not remember, chess got edged out in the final by Trivial Pursuit. So, coming in last, we have Weyrith. Tied for fourth, we have Blue Wolf and Perondiac. In third, we have somebody who didn't put their name down. The bracket is titled, Not the Best Game, Just Most Likely to Win. So, please let us know who you are, because there was some stuff writing on this, I believe. In second place, Donkey Teeth. And coming in the winner, having correctly picked 20 of the 31, yours truly.
Oh, nice.
Hooray!
This sounds rigged.
This is an inside job if I've ever heard one. But
blame Jeff. I had nothing to do with the calculations.
He's just announcing he didn't do the final tally.
Hey-o, indeed.
All right, do you guys have anything else for the news?
No.
All right. we are moving on to one of my favorite segments of all time. Oh, yeah, it's time to talk about a pie. And not just any pie, my friends. This is the sour cream raisin pie.
Oh, my God.
You know you want some of this.
Why did I pull up the image?
Why didn't I pull up the image? Tell me more. What to do? How's it taste? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it a savory pie?
This is a creamy filling topped by meringue.
Is that meringue on top? A toasted meringue?
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh.
You're going to need 3 eggs, sugar, sour cream, raisins, flour, nutmeg, salt, and vanilla bean paste.
Nice.
get all that together, mix and bowl, put it into a pie crust, set it aside, then you make your meringue, get that going, bickety-bam, there you go.
Yeah. That sounds like a good... I'm on board.
Prandiak is
won
right.
You've won me over.
Looks like a not-done bread pudding.
Slugo saying that apparently this show is going out with a war crime.
Yeah, that's a totally reasonable pie to try.
We've done so many classic pies in the past that I wanted to try and find something a little bit special.
At least it doesn't have, like, heads of things sticking out of it.
Yeah, good old Stargazy pie.
Well, yeah, one time I got whole fish.
Yeah, that's fine.
Man.
It's probably a flavorful pie.
Yeah.
I'll never know, but it probably is.
So, there you go. Sour cream and raisin pie.
Sardine head juice tends to bring a strong flavor, so I'm going to guess it's a very potent pie. This just looks good.
I think I saw sardine head juice at Cat's Cradle in, like, 2001.
Nice.
Was the cat in the cradle and the silver spoon? Little pocket blue and the man in the moon? I can't keep going with that song. We'll get sued again.
I know.
I mean, what are they going to sue us for?
We got a wooden nickel somewhere. All right, let's move on then. Oh, for the featured character of the week. Brought to you by Cremate Snooty. Are you rich and powerful? Don't get your ashes mixed around with the hoi polloi. Go to Cremate Snooty. Our fires only burn on blue blood. Cremate Snooty. And because I got to pick this, and it's me, I went with Dazzler. Because she should always be the featured character of the week. I didn't prep this with anybody, so I don't know. Am I reading this?
I don't know, dude. Doug, yeah.
you picked, just said I'm in you charge. Dazzler, I get to pick. You have to explain her powers.
Well, hell, I don't even know what they are. I have to look. All right, so we got the Black Powers.
Doesn't even know what his favorite character's powers do.
I don't ever use her.
You don't ever use anyone!
That's a true story. Let's see. That is a passive. If Dazzler would take 5% or more damage for every two friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles up to 8 on the board, remove 2 of those or countdown tiles and stun the target for 1 turn, then empower 4 random friendly tiles by 20%. The red power, Dance Floor Queen, 7 red. Dazzler creates 5 strike tiles with a strength of 189 for every 3 additional red AP she has when this power is fired. Create 3 strike tiles with a strength of 146. The green power, 7 green, Sounds of Light and Fury. Dazzler deals 1,870 damage to the enemy team, plus 215 damage for every friendly special tile, up to a max of 10. So, there you go. Use some red, use some green, survive with black. Team her up with a pocket radio, if I remember right, as her support.
What's your guess?
My guess of what?
How to build her.
Oh, I have her a 5-5-3.
That is dead last.
Yes.
All right. How about a 5-3-5?
Oh, that's a good one. That's number 2.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, number 2. That's not bad.
If that's a character I have on my roster, it's news to me.
Why is she at 4-5-4? Oh, that's my dupe that's at 4-5-4. No, I have her at 3-5-5.
All right. Allison Blair, the Dazzler.
Nice.
Hey, Ian, you got Steam open. We should, we're gonna look at some quest updates.
Oh, no, I don't have Steam open. What? If it was for the segment where I'm supposed to have it open, I still wouldn't have had it open.
I do. I'd like to point out that you were asked to open Steam about 15 minutes ago.
Well, Steam's open, but the game wasn't running.
Oh, man.
I can't access the script while the game's running. I don't know how to use computers. Come on, guys. What are the quests? Daily? No, milestones.
Milestones, okay. Son.
Hey, I wish I knew what they were when we last checked in, that would probably be even funnier than my actual stats.
To see if they've not actually moved.
Yeah.
It looks like mine is make, oh boy, that's a number. What is that, 10 million matches?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 7 zeros?
I see 1 million, but really? You and I may be on different thresholds.
Yeah, I can't imagine you're over a million.
1,000,000.
What's your...
It says 508,481.
Okay, you're still on a million then. Is your reward 2 heroics, 70,000 ISO, and 30 command points?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're still then on then 1 million.
My brain just adds zeros. I don't know. What you guys got?
I am at 845,000.
Woo.
I am at
106,935
out of 500,000.
I am at 794,117.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, the next category I got is use 11 billion ISO 8 to level your heroes.
All right, before you get into those numbers, I just want to point out that Ian introduced me to this game. I introduced my brother to this game. My brother has 40,000 more matches than I do.
That tells me that your brother's got a problem.
Yeah, he's too awesome at the game. I don't know if that's a problem, but Yo, I'll solve it. Check out this hook while my DJ revolves it.
ISO, right. ISO, baby. Ding, 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 ding,
nice.
Ding.
All right, maybe this one's 10 million. 10 million ISO 8 to love your heroes? I bet. God, why are there no commas in this?
Right, I know.
6997 2026.
As Perondiac said, commas don't weigh anything. The devs could have added them. I just got the invite to the beta. I will put that on the request list.
So whatever that's at 699. No, 6,997,000. No. There's too many. What is that? Is that 69,972,026? There you go.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't tell you. I don't have that one. So over whatever you're talking about.
So you hit the 100 million.
I guess.
Yep.
Mine's way low. Our numbers are still hard to see, as Craig pointed out. So let's say 21,976,940 out of 25 million, it looks like.
All right, the next one I have is to use 6,000 health packs.
Yikes. Mm.
I have used 5,689.
Wow. Am I next? I think I'm going next.
Yes.
I have used 1,498 out of 1,500. I need to use two more to get a 4-star anti-venom.
Nice. Yeah, no, we ramp down and then we spike back up with Samurai at the okay. end. So I have used 1,200 and my milestone is 1,250. So 50 more.
Oh, okay.
And I can get myself a 3-star strange cover. Nice.
I am at 10,787 of 15,000 and I'm gunning for another Old Man Meatbag yellow cover.
Wow.
Ooh. Nice.
All right. The next one I have on my list is use 2,000 team ups. I have used 1,603.
Wow. I have used 525 team ups out of 600.
I have used 103 out of 200.
This is the one where I make people feel good. I have used 226 of 400.
Nice.
Dang.
I hate team ups. They are a waste of time and resources to me. I would rather spend the ISO on AP boost to make my matches faster. I the only time I ever bothered with team ups after a certain stage of the game was when we had those random quests that said, like, you know, get 10 people to send you team ups for whatever.
Right.
All right. Next one I got is use 10,000 boosts.
Mm.
I have used 8,960.
Wow. I have used 2,019 out of 2,500.
Appropriately enough, I have used 760. Out of 800.
All right, so you remember how that last number was abnormally low?
Yes.
I have used 76,725 of 100,000 boosts.
Wow!
I think Baron DX said it best when he said FFS.
Wow, that is a large number.
That's
a silly number.
If every PvP match I go into with Shang-Chi and either Onslaught or Dr. Thor, it's 2 red, 2 purple. I'm post ISO. I cannot spend it fast enough. I might as well dump ISO into it and get my matches over quicker.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. The next one I've got is use.
Oh my God, Slurko.
Is use one shield in versus. I have used 0 of 1.
Wow. That's impressive. So there was a time when I was slightly competitive in versus. It did not last very long, as you will see. I have used 57 out of 100 shields.
I, much like my good friend Alpha, have used 3 out of 10 shields.
I did most of my high PvP stuff before the quests came around, but I have still managed to reach 684 of 800.
Wow. Ooh, nice. Nice.
All right, the next thing I got is collect 8,000 powers for 4-star heroes.
Mm.
I'm at 6,162.
I do not have that, so whatever the max is.
Okay, I have a bunch that no one has because I'm so low level. I have one that says level of support 2,250 times. I'm at 2,087. I have something here that says collect 30 powers for 1-star heroes. I am at 16. I have something here that says collect 2,000 powers for 4-star heroes. Is that where we were, Greg?
Yeah, 4-star heroes, yep.
Yep.
Yep, I have collected 1,571 thus far.
All right. Now, the next thing I have then would be collect 1,000 powers for 5-star heroes. Mm. I am at 946.
Wow, getting close. Yeah, I also have them maxed.
Oh, I didn't know you had this.
No,
I assumed you have this closed out? That makes sense. I am at 279 out of 500.
I have this one closed out as well.
Nice.
All right, I know.
The next thing I see is promote 2-star heroes to champion?
Yes, that's what I got.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead, Craig.
I've got it to do it 250 times. I am at 168.
Mm.
Yep, maxed.
I figured. Okay. I have 46 out of 50.
250 is the closeout stat, so yeah.
All right. Ian, okay. My next one is promote 4-star heroes.
Ooh, I've got that.
Mine is promote 3-star heroes.
All right.
To a champion 80 times, and I have done it 72 times.
All right.
Next is 4-star?
Promote 4-star heroes. I have into a champion 250 times. I am at 158.
Okay. You're 158. I am at 220.
I am at 83 out of 85.
234 of 250.
Nice.
Promote 5-star heroes into a champion 60 times. I am at 56.
I have that completed.
I'm at 0 out of 1.
Mine is complete as well.
After that, I am done. That is my last one.
I think that is the end of the list.
Yes.
You got anything else?
I have no other things.
All right. Well, there you go. For the people who'd asked, they asked a few weeks ago, I thought, if we could give an update on this again, so...
So, Ian, you didn't complete the quest that you were given to champion a 5-star and just go for it. And
yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
Shang-Chi's almost ready. Then I'll have Shang-Chi and Okoye, and I don't know. That's probably enough to get me by for a little while.
Are you still doing shield level 9 when you do PvE, or are you up to 10?
10.
Okay.
10 seems to be the most efficient prize-wise.
Oh, yeah. Best rewards, fewest clears, but championing a couple of 5s will make that significantly easier.
Nice.
All right, moving on. Let's go to Ray and Ian's support corner, brought to you by Fortify. Ray, tell me about an in-game support.
Oh, am I first? Okay. All right, I had to ask my cohorts here, because I couldn't remember which supports had come out since we last did this. But a suggestion that was made was Leapfrog, and I believe that is correct. I don't believe I have ever actually looked at Leapfrog. I just saw something on Reddit on where to use it, and I put it there. So let's talk about Leapfrog, the amphibious transport. This is actually a support that I have, 5-star level 4, and have it maxed to 250. But I don't have it on a runaway. We'll see why that's important here in a minute. So at rank 1, my Leapfrog... has 3 battery charges. When it reaches 0, he deactivates. At the start of the battle, if their supernatural enemies create projectile between 63 and 1924, that's a big difference, based on the supported character's rarity. So then when the supported character makes a match 4 or greater, it deals 8% damage and consumes 1 battery charge. At rank 3, the battery charges go up by 1, so you get 4. And once per turn, when the supported character or an ally, so anyone on your team, takes at least 15% of their max health, they heal 15% of their max health, then create an invisibility tile targeting them and consumes one of the battery charges. So that is a nice way to save your character. At rank 5, it goes up by another battery charge, up to 5. And once per turn, if your supported character or an ally's health falls below 30% or would go down, you consume 2 of your battery charges and send them away for 1 turn. When they return, they heal 29% of their max health and then fire a random power if the supported character is a runaway. Now, I don't have them on a runaway, but if I did, you also get the bonus of at the start of the battle or when the supported character or an ally fires a power, improve a random strike or projectile between 16 and 11, 54 based on the character's rarity. If none exist, you create a projectile. Now, I don't have this on a runaway because I was told to put it on my Aunt May, my Iron Man Aunt May, who gets used, and we'll be talking about her a little bit later as well. She gets used to increase the match and power damage for a meta team that we will be talking about. And Leapfrog is great because since she's only, I have her at a 4-star, she's been ascended. Since she's not a 5-star, she's very vulnerable if you use her in PvP. So Leapfrog allows her to stay alive a little longer. And that's a big benefit if you're using her in PvP, because she'll get targeted, you know, because of her low hit points, because of her low rarity. So Leapfrog is definitely a lifesaver for her. And it's a pretty interesting support, you know, leaping your character out of the fray. So
as you see some of the comments in the Discord here, I hate this thing in PvP. It is annoying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I'm going to win. Nope, I didn't win. All right, now they're invisible. All right, now powers are just fire. Like,
The invisibility does not bother me as much because running Shang-Chi, nothing on the board is going to stay there, and I will eventually find a way to blow up the invisibility tile. The away is what annoys me.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
You can't do anything. Hate that thing.
It's powerful when it's on your team. If it's on the other team, it's annoying. It's just a matter of perspective.
All right, very good. Ian, what kind of support you got?
Whew. Not nearly as much as Ray had. Mine's much lighter. I do apologize if you were expecting what you just got twice in a row, because you will not be getting that. I feel like I've underachieved. I even care about the Leapfrog now. That was so informative. I was like, well, maybe I should give myself a Leapfrog. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about Marvel's Own, the winner of the 2025 Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in her role in Amelia Perez, none other than Gamorrah Zoe Saldana.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, that's what I said. And said, being a Marvel actress does not preclude you from winning Academy Awards. Good for you.
Yeah, you got paid and still won an award. Look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You could afford to do that risky art picture because of all the money you made doing Guardians. So.
And all you have to do is up at some Comic-Cons for the rest of your life.
Right.
No, I mean, like, you know, since, you know, all the Harry Potter stuff, Daniel Radcliffe just does random whatever he wants to do because he don't need no money.
Same thing with Elijah Wood.
Yeah, he don't need no money.
He took his Frodo money and was like, I'm only doing weird indie projects that I like.
What was the one where he was always high and had the dog?
Wilfred.
Yeah. Oh, that was gold.
That was solid gold. That and Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. I can't root enough for that show. You need to watch it if you haven't.
I remember you mentioning that before. I don't know that I ever watched it.
I know.
It's okay.
Dope.
All right. Are you ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit up Team Up time.
Uh-oh. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
I was hoping somebody remembered what the next part of that was. Brought to you by Unify.
All right, so I was hit up for this at the last minute, so let me see what I can remember. This team up, I don't believe I've talked about before. I think I might have mentioned it like on one of the episodes a while back. This has been my PvP team when I just want to jump in, do some PvP, get what I can. I'm not competitive, but it is really powerful and allows me to make some progress really quick. As I said before, Aunt May, the 3-star Aunt May, I have her ascended to 4-star, so she is very important. Why is she important? If you take a look at your Aunt May, what is it? Her red? No, her yellow. Her Iron Wisdom. It grants her team 150% increased match damage, 200% increased ability damage, and 25% increased maximum health for her entire team. And if Aunt May is below 60% health, the match and ability damage bonuses go from 25 to 50%. I'm sorry, that's wrong. The match and ability damages increase by 50%. So it goes from like 150% to 225% increased damage. So she is very handy to put on a 5-star team whose match damages are through the roof. So then you team her up with Chasm, because Chasm is uber powerful. First round of combat, he stuns the entire other team. So you get a free round of doing whatever you want. If there's a match 5 on there, it's just glorious because you get multiple moves. And He does automatic damage every round from his empty inside. I think it's that power. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he does automatic damage every round. He is also incredibly useful because when he's downed, he creates abyss tiles if you match his powers. And as long as you have enough abyss tiles, he comes back and re-stuns the entire team again. So he's like the Immortal Hulk in that he comes back. So he can tank everything and just keep coming back. And you don't have to worry about him surviving too long, too many rebirths, because your third is going to be 5-star Omega Red. Because his Pestilence Spores do massive amounts of damage, and he does damage every round to the entire team. And it's going to be amplified by Aunt May. So by the time his countdown tile reaches zero, you've already won. Like, it does so much damage every round. You make a few matches. Like, I have regularly win PvPs by the end of round 3 or 4.
I have lost in one turn.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I picked this, is because I went up against this once and went, what just happened? It is incredibly powerful. It's very annoying to fight, so you don't get attacked a lot. When you do get attacked, it's by somebody who knows what they're doing and you get crushed. But... it's still incredibly good to move up the PvP ranks very quickly. Do you have anything to add to that? Nice. As somebody who's probably used the samurai?
I don't use Chasm on the attack in PvP as much, and even with his nerf, I still skip him. I will say, like I said earlier, I have fallen behind a bit in the match race on the quest total, partly because Okoye, Omega Red, and Gore is now one of my default PvE sure. teams because, yeah, Pestilence Spores is just that powerful.
Yes, it really is. And Okoye boosting it with the team ups, yeah. But
yeah, and Gore's repeaters are just a nice little bonus.
Right. But I didn't want to include Okoye on my final round of team ups, so I went with somebody different. So, all right, there you go. There's your team up, your final team up. Hopefully it's useful for some people.
All right. Oh, boy. Here we go. Willie, do you have a heavy mailbag for us this week?
It's actually not as bad as last week, but there's a whole lot of text. So let me get started. All right. So first, got this from J-Wall. He says, thanks and farewell. Just wanted to say thanks for so many years of content and for allowing me into your awesome alliance. When I first started listening, I thought I'd never be in such a cool alliance, and I'm thankful you let me in. Looking forward to milestone check-in on the final show. I hope you enjoyed it. And looking forward to anyone who will pick up the Puzzle Warriors podcast mantle. Parandiac sent us a message that said, big sigh. End of an era. I thought Ian was joking. This was rough when it finally connected that this was the end. Why was episode 40th the most downloaded episode? If you don't recall, it might have been the one Parandiac was on. I don't know. He says, I was drinking and podcasting and said bad things about Bullseye, but I was very wrong. Too many secrets. Always Sunny in Xandar, Hammer Industries. I feel like there was a different weird segment that I sponsored in there somewhere, but I mean, it's been 10 years. Marvel Trivia with Ian, maybe? Secrets in Xandar got so much mileage, though, and I hope a few people got laughs out of it. I had this eureka moment a couple weeks ago with Hammer Industries, but alas, it can't last. About a year ago, I had a crazy idea to go back and start listening to the show from the beginning and start amassing a trove of show trivia. But then the girlfriend moved in, got a promotion, life just got in the way. With the show ending, I feel that I have to do that now. We'll see. I'm glad I'll still have two of the three in the crew in the profane argument, but that's entirely not the same. Yeah, very true.
Wildly different vibe.
You guys have been the Wednesday event for almost a quarter of my life, and it's going to be...
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be weird having a gap in my Wednesday. It's so dusty in my office as I write this. I don't know why that was, but hey.
Aww.
Hey, thanks you guys for doing the show and providing so many laughs about life and pies and the silly game that we just can't stop playing.
That's very much appreciated.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair too. It's, I didn't expect it to be dusty at all, but it's a little dusty.
Let's move on to Cyan Asterisk, who says, it's me, the guy whose username that always tongue-ties Ray. But I got it this time. I think I'm good. he says, I missed commenting on the previous episode, but I'm glad to see you guys retire. I'm sad to see you guys retiring. It would have been funnier the other way. Anyway, I'll miss the banter with the occasional MPQ nuggets of wisdom each week. As a final lucky pull update for you all, I used 500-ish command points in the Hellcow Legendary store today and got not one, not two, but three 500 five-star shards bonuses.
Ooh.
I was beside myself. That gave me two of the fully covered five stars ready to champ whenever they're boosted or required. So, in any case, thanks for the laughs over the years, guys. A little comment from I Have No Clue. He says, thanks for everything. I have all the pod to listen to. I'll miss you guys. Enjoy your fast food trips out there. Because I get it. They're far from each other. A comment from Blue Wolf. I just wanted to thank you for the entertainment and being a hub for the community. At first, MPQ Podcast seemed a little silly to me. Yeah, no, it wasn't just you. but then you all grew on me, and I listened more for the side segments than the game information, mostly since I am a bit obsessive about MPQ and pretty much knew everything you guys discussed already. Really, if you're into the game and you're listening to us for content, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
However, I'm sure other listeners who got information from the show. I hope so. And then he goes on.
If no one else did,
he goes on to say, actually me. For a few years, I wasn't playing the game. And in that time, I listened to all your episodes as a way to keep up with the game and what was going on. I completely understand burning out on producing a weekly MPQ podcast, even though I will miss it, and hanging out on the Discord during the recording. I'm glad you shared your friendship with us all for the years while making this fun show. Moving on to TJ Jawther over on the D3 forums. He says, Hellcow was one of the first, if not the first, enemies Howard the Duck fought as a solo character, appearing in the hilariously named Giant Size Man-Thing number 5. Written by the Howard creator and one of my heroes, Steve Gerber, and drawn wonderfully by Frank Brunner. And if this is analogous to Seinfeld, I sincerely hope that it ends with Craig being imprisoned for being too annoying. Not you other two guys. I like you guys.
Man. Screw you guys.
Just know that we appreciate that and that we're sad that the show didn't live long enough to see Batroc in the game.
Or Crossbones. Neither one of them. Come on. He does finish up with, now who am I going to foist my need to see Batroc, the greatest Marvel character ever in MBQ?
I tell you what, Sokun, if you're listening, if you all put Batroc in the game at some point, we will do a live reunion episode.
I don't know what Samurai's talking about. He's making promises that he can't keep.
He's going to do four different voices.
I didn't say it was going to be immediately afterwards, but we do one at some point.
Son, your body's writing checks. Your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. That's how it goes.
He's going to do like the, you're going to paint a little face on each hand and make the mouth with the thumb and be like,
hey, this is Craig. Welcome to the Pulse Wars. I like to talk about other things too.
And it'll be great. I will watch. I'll listen to that episode.
I thought it would say, spicy taco kisses for my Ben.
Spicy taco kisses for my Ben.
All right, the last comment that I got was posted to Discord right before we got started here from Sluggo. He says, this could have been a mailbag entry, but I'll post it here instead. Hey, turns out it is a mailbag entry. He says, I've been playing MPQ for 10 years. I've been listening to the podcast for at least half that time, probably more. During my time with MPQ, I've theory crafted for the game. I've written numerous strategy and reference guides. I can tell you, I did not listen to the show because I needed MPQ podcast in my life. I listened because of the host. I kept listening every week because of the vibe of the show, the chemistry, the banter, the humor. I would listen to these guys do a show about sports, TV, board games, comics, Weird Al, or forgotten SNL bits. 460 episodes is an amazing accomplishment for a show like this. It's been a regular source of joy for me for over a decade that, let's admit, it has been pretty messed up in many ways. That's not the word he used. I'm subbing some of the not...
sure.
Not for kids words. He says, not to mention this Discord channel, originally established for the podcast, has for years acted as one of the biggest community hubs for the game. Other people have suggested someone else should pick up the mantle and do another podcast. It's a tall order because the humor and chemistry in this show are not easy to come by. So for now, I want to say... thank you to the hosts for their contributions to this community and wish them luck with all their future endeavors.
Thanks. I mean, this show went so long that Teeth has as many kids as Nick Adam.
I think, no. Come on.
He's going to give Elon a run for his money.
That's right.
No, that's... I appreciate that. That is high praise.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful.
All I
everyone.
Have to say is that, yeah, I think... part of the appeal or part of what made it so effortless was, I mean, it's built on, you know, a foundation of like literally decades and decades of friendship. So it just, you know, it flowed. It had a great vibe. And I'm really flattered and proud of, you know, the community that we got to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if I think Ian was still in high school when I met him the first time. So it goes back a few years.
It does.
Well, that's the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Yep. Thanks, Willie.
All right, we're going to throw this out for some shout-outs. Who wants to give some shout-outs?
I've been nervous about shout-outs all week, just because there have, you know, been so many people that I've interacted with via the show over the years. I don't want to, like, shout-out the few people that I can remember and make it obvious who I can't remember, and then I'll just feel guilty. Samurai seems cool.
I went back and looked, and the first time I posted on this Discord was in December of 2016. And then a couple weeks later, I actually listened to I think that was about the time I listened to the first live show, and Craig would say something, and I would be like, I'll bet I can Google image that fast enough to annoy him. and thus a working relationship was born.
Nice.
The Google foo was strong.
Yeah. Very much. Yeah, I don't know about the shout outs other than literal shout out. Know that if you're ever in Knoebels and you hear a man shout, Skittle Daddy, are you here? And you're Skittle Daddy, it's me. We should go get an ice cream together. I'll get a yogurt. I don't like ice cream. We've discussed it earlier. I'm not much for the ice cream these days.
You should get a sorbet.
Maybe just a pretzel. Maybe sorbet. Oh, no, there's a place where you can get some burnt ends and some fresh squeezed lemonade. We should do that.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, it is. There's also a stand where you can get a McRib. Mmm.
I have a bunch of shout-outs because I have an application that tells me who has supported this podcast, for how long, and what. But I will give a little bit of qualifier. All these numbers are skewed. One of these numbers is skewed slightly because... Our friend Perundiak, who has supported the podcast for a long time, had his account attacked, and he had to delete his account and recreate it to get it fixed. So I don't have all of his numbers, and I don't have all, you know, how, when he originally joined and supported the podcast. But as he mentioned, he has been a supporter for quite a while with the Too Many Secrets, with the Always Sunny in Xandar, and Hammer Industries. So just know that he might not be on the highest part of this list, but it's because the list is not quite complete. But let's start with the people who originally started to support the podcast. And I'm going to go down through a list of people in the order that they joined and actually allowed us to continue doing this. First, Jeff Metzner. He has been a supporter since March 4th, 2016.
Woo!
And continues to be a supporter to this day. So, Jeff, much appreciation. The very next day, Hesjun Gixon started supporting us, followed shortly by Screech, Bry the Fry Guy, Jeff Polier.
Oh, wow.
Yace the Ace, David Nelson, Astro Monkey 9, who is still a current supporter, J.A. Jones, Lay Mommy, Angel Marrero, and then comes to Alpha Team, who's been here in the Discord ever since, Ben Karras, JCT the Third, Cactus Jack,
Bang Bang!
Bang Bang!
The Anime Rat, an aestheticist who both made appearances on the show, Joe Prudhomme, Astro 3, Adam Klesch, Andrew D, Nelson 22, Weiner RM, J Wall, Swordfish Data, Chris Skippy, El Zoof, Flynn's Arcade, Andy B, Orgelmeister, Spencer L, the aforementioned Prandiac, and the most recent person to subscribe to our Patreon page, Terry P, our own friend Terry P. And
Terry Fine,
greatest and oldest nemesis.
And just as a special shout out, the people who have contributed for the most number of days, Joshua's in there, Orgelmeister, J-Wall, AstroMonkey9, and Jeff Metzner. You guys have been supporting for incredible amounts of time, all more than 2,500 days, according to Patreon. So it's really been awesome that you kept the podcast going as long as you did. Some of the high contributors, Alpha Team, Hesjen Gixon, and Joe Prudhomme, we do really appreciate the amount that you have contributed to the podcast and kept us going. And I want to point out that we've had a couple people who have gone above the minimum, we'll say. We have four levels of patrons on our page. There are the street level heroes, who are the base entry, the, you know, supports the podcast. There are the planetary heroes. And then I have to mention the stellar heroes, who are Terry and AstroMonkey9. They stepped up and actually supported for $5 per show for a significant amount of time. So really do appreciate that. And also a final to Joshua Brondiak. He's the only person who signed up as a cosmic hero, donating $10 an episode in the last few weeks.
Sweet ass, yeah. Malassie.
Yeah, buddy.
So again, really appreciate the contribution, and a bunch of you guys have been in the Discord and have heard the show, and a bunch of them haven't. A bunch of them never were able to join us in Discord, but, you know, continue to support the podcast. Really do appreciate it. So yeah, that's what I've got. And yeah, if it weren't for you guys supporting the podcast, we wouldn't have lasted this long. So good job.
Yeah, very much. Much appreciated. Yeah. Terry, if you're listening, have a whiskey, gin, and coke on me.
Right. And now that you're not patrons anymore, reappropriate that money to either scratchers or crypto. That's my advice.
Also, a quick shout out to Blue Wolf, Jayfish, Stochasticism, and our own Samurai here for moderating the Discord and keeping it going. It's a great community. I don't know if I missed a moderator.
Blue Wolf, Jeff Dugan, Stochasticism, me. I think there's one more.
Yeah, I can't find it in the on the Discord. So if I did miss someone, I do apologize. Those are who I see regularly. But the Discord and you guys keeping it moderated, it's
Blue
fantastic.
Blue Wolf, Jeff, Jayfish, Stochasticism. I'm scrolling back through the admin chat channel to see if there are any names that I'm missing. But yeah, it's probably so far back. This is the sort of thing I probably should have, you know, done some prep work for, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Also, a shout out to 505 Games and Broken Circle. Obviously, without you guys, this wouldn't exist at all.
Yeah, shout out to Soken. A couple of weeks ago, after y'all made the public announcement, Soken messaged me and was like, is there anything we could do? And I said, well, talk to Ray and see if there's anything, like, high level. I said, but way back when, the guys at D3 gave Craig 100 Venom covers to celebrate the 100th episode. And y'all may remember way back when him complaining about having to sell all those covers one by one. Well, Soken said, I got something for him.
Uh-oh, we lost Samurai?
Yep. Yeah, he cut out.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, for a second.
Hello?
You were too excited.
Hang on.
You're back.
Yeah, you're back.
Oh, you're back.
Okay. Where'd you lose me?
How did Soken respond to the 100 challenge?
Yeah. Craig, how did Soken respond?
I posted in the chat, I got today a gift of 460 Venom covers.
Nice.
So I have uploaded, let me post the next image. So let me update my Venom to now a 4-star, 1-star Venom.
Nice.
At level 332.
Wow.
I had to actually use the cover exchange thing for the first time because all the covers were like purple and black.
Nice.
So I had to convert some to green so I could make 1-star Venoms into 2-star Venoms into 3-star Venoms.
Right.
But yeah, so there you go. The final tally.
Your final Venom update.
332.
4-star, 1-star Venom, level 332.
Oh.
Well done, sir.
And guess what? No Hans and Franz this week, but Venom is boosted this coming week.
Oh, baby.
Nice. Oh, I had one final thing that I made a note of and nearly forgot. This was totally unexpected. In this last week, since we made the announcement, we have received 4 donations as well. This is just like cash donations, thanking us for the podcast. So another shout out for Travis, Dak9, Arna, and Curtis. Your donations are much appreciated, and I will be sharing them with Ian and Craig.
That sounds like some bourbon should be had.
I think that might have been Blue Wolf's doing, because he did post something on the subreddit about sending us off with a little bit of a thank you.
Well, we do appreciate it.
Yeah, delightfully unexpected.
That was very much.
That was kind.
But yeah, I want to give one big shout out to all the developers, the producers, the marketers, everybody from any of the different companies who've worked on this game.
Yes.
And supported us over the years. The folks we met in California, the folks we've had on this podcast and interviews, all great, much appreciated. We still wear our Marvel Puzzle Quest zip-up hoodies together, and sometimes yeah. We make appearances.
It's that season.
It is.
Out in this part of the country.
So
it is hoodie weather.
Well, not tomorrow, 80 tomorrow, but...
Well, yeah, it's been a little bit unseasonably nice this week, but maybe we'll dip back down.
Yeah, thanks to all those folks, especially early on when the developers were nice enough to get on this podcast with us, you know, and chat about the game right as we were trying to learn, you know, everything. And
I feel like it helped gain a ton of traction.
And this game got me to have one time that conversation with Jason Mewes, and that was fun. Couldn't get him to appear live on the show, but I did get to talk to him on the phone.
Nice. There you go. I'll take it.
All right. Shall we move on then? Let's open open tokens.
Oh, man. I closed the game ages ago. You can't be opening and closing games. This is madness.
Oh, I do have an update. Right. So in the meantime, while Ian is reopening his game, I did decide that I wanted to champion my Gorgon. So I spent 50 right of on. Those latest legends that I talked about last week. I managed to get 5 Sam Wilsons, who I already had champed. I got 5 Hobgoblins and 3 Gorgons, which nearly got me to champion him. However, I got 2,100 bonus shards for spending that 50. So that was more than enough to champion my Gorgon. So even though he was falling behind, I was able to get him caught up. Not caught up with Sam Wilson. He's a monster now, but able to get my Gorgon on the board. So,
my game opened. I'm ready to go. I just need to address something here real quick, because apparently I haven't been plugged into any of the new characters and I'm only now observing some of their artwork. I can't. So for the new Daredevil character, I had understood that obviously Fist was in his name. But I didn't know that he had a big, bushy orange beard just like Fisto. I double love that name now. Oh, my goodness, it's a 5-star. It's Gorgon, God Killer.
Very nice.
Yeah. Ooh, bonus Shang-Chi tokens.
Ooh.
Or shards.
Yeah. You're getting close.
I'm going to open 10 of these things.
In there.
Let's see what we get. Gamma Power Bomb. Icarus, that was a character. Rai, Will I Am. There's a Sam Wilson, Brave New World. Come and get me. Infamous Doctor Doom, Jamie Madrox, another Sam Wilson, this is Brave New World, Totally Awesome Cho, Moon Girl, Devil Dino, and finally, Cosmo, Help from Nowhere. So I got 2 out of 10 myself.
Not bad.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Let's see, this gets my Sam Wilson up to a 242. So thanks, as always, though, to the OG, who's, you know, was here from the start. This guy.
Thank you very much. Wait, was Samurai opening?
Yeah, I'll open it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you lived a post-token lifestyle.
No, I still... Well, I just opened a bunch of lactose-free tokens because, you know, we've been earning those from events left and right. And I got to say, once again, I don't know what it is about this particular store. And I'm certainly... This is not a complaint. This is actually... this is really nice. Like, I don't know what it is about it. I pull more 5-star covers than I do the 2-star in question. I have now pulled like 4 5-star covers out of the store. I've only pulled 2 Hellcows. Thankfully, one of the Hellcows I just pulled let me finally champ the damn thing because it was at it was like at a 3-8-4, and I finally was able to get that champ. But to round us out, I will open 3 latest legendaries. First one's a purple. Hobgoblin, decoys, and doppelgangers. Maybe I should quit while I'm ahead. No, I'm going to do 2 more. That's a 4-star. North Star. But some more Beta Ray Bill shards. Oh! 2 out of 3, Sam Wilson. Brave New World.
Huzzah!
Well, that seems like a pretty good set of pulls to end this whole this whole segment on.
This guy.
All right, very good. This guy.
This guy indeed.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network. That's what's next.
The podcast network, which will forever be known as the Soon to Be Named Network, and can be found at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can find direct links to all the shows. If you ever, as they have mentioned already, if you ever need another hit of Ian and Ray in the podcasting sphere, the Profane Arguments is there. You can check them out at profanearguments.com. But you can also check the rest of the shows out at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I am really proud of the product we put out. I am really happy with what I feel like we've built over the years. I'm really impressed that we were able to connect with so many people over just a seemingly like inconsequential commonality. Not that, you know, not to diminish the Puzzle Quest game in any way, but I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I guess I would have never expected a interesting and thriving community of other human beings around a Marvel skinned match 3 game, but it's been a truly excellent experience. I'm really happy to have lived it and to have shared it with the three of you. It's been a real great ride. I appreciate it a lot.
I don't think I got anything that could top that. I ditto.
In that case, I very much want to thank everybody for joining us this week and all previous weeks. If you want to steal something from PuzzleWarriors3.com, do it soon. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to live, but if there's anything on there you'd like to have at it. That's it. For all those who have supported the show, again, we thank you. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the dark side is always there, waiting for us to enter, waiting to enter us. Until next time, try to enjoy the daylight. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
So long, and thanks for all the ISO.